today, running around a little bit, you know, past week, kind of resting. So, felt good.
You felt good out there? Any reservations moving around out there?
You know, it's just one of those things. You got to try to get back. Just, you know, getting back out on the field, running around, you know, shaking the rust off. So it's just a work in progress.
How busy was the rehab? The buy for you? I mean, was it a lot of, did you get away or was it just, I got to get
there? It's just my main focus since, you know, since it happened is just getting back on the field. So, you know, the bye week is a bye week for some, and for others it's time to work. And, you know, to me the biggest part is on Sunday, so I'll save all the other stuff for, you know, another day. So, you know, I was here doing whatever I could to make sure on Sunday I'll be ready.
Where is the line between pushing yourself and feeling like Cameron Wake?
Is there a line? It's tough. It's tough. You know, obviously I would have liked to go back out there on the field and play the same game, but physically, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And you do have to find that balance, you know, between overdoing and maybe taking a step backwards and maybe not doing enough and not being ready. So it's always trying to find that fine line of, like you said, pushing too much or resting too much. You know, you got to try to find that balance, and I think the guys in there have been doing a good job of that.
How much do you hate talking about being hurt?
How much do I hate talking about being hurt? Probably more than anything I've ever talked about. I've been lucky, you know, being healthy since I've been playing this game. Like I said, 2001 was the last time I missed the game for injury. So this is a whole new territory for me. Obviously, don't like it. I'm trying to do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Were you surprised that it was one series and done for you last time?
Surprised, no. You know, it was one of those things where coaches made a decision. You know, I like I said, I'd love to be out there one leg, one arm, and do whatever I can. You know, it's just the way I am. But you got to think of the team as a whole. You know, I can't be selfish and say, hey, you know what, maybe another guy out there is better suited to help the team win. And you got to take a step back from yourself and try to look outside the box and put the team first. In that situation, just both coaches and I decided that was the best move for the team. So, obviously, you know, I'm a team guy, and I'm glad to take a seat and hope that, you know, when you put in somebody else's hands, they're more than capable of getting it done.
How close to 100% do you feel right now?
As close as I am. I mean, that's to be determined. We'll see on Sunday.
Cam, give me your thoughts on just playing two division opponents right now. After
It couldn't probably come in a better time. Obviously, you know, these are the most important games, obviously next game. It's to me, it's a fun run. You know, obviously having a game off a bye, you know, a division opponent finally, and being able to get after them right here at home. You know, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Do you guys look forward all season to playing those division games? Because you know that when you win a couple division games, you could win the division.
Probably in the back of your mind. But I think, you know, around here, it's kind of that one game mentality. We're always thinking about the next game. And coming off a bye week, I mean, like I said, it finally having a division game. You know, having a bye week probably right when a lot of guys needed it, a lot of guys nicked up, being able to get away from it. But coming back, like you said, and having a like truly meaningful game, I mean, it's like I said, real bullets.
Did you watch any of the games yesterday?
I have not watched any football whatsoever. I took a break, and I, like I said, I was here most of the day.
with the way you play the game, you know, the violent, explosive nature of the game, you have something that limits you. Could it might hurt you more than, say, if you played a different style?
I would think so. I mean, I no disrespect to Richie's name. But
so disrespect away.
So some, you know, O lineman or some other positions where you're not doing what, you know, we do as defensive ends. Obviously you got, there's a lot of torque, a lot of twisting, a lot of, you know, fast twitching going on. And obviously your knees are a big part of that. So you know, maybe if me and Richie switch for a game, I'd probably be better at playing guard than, you know, a rush in, but obviously that's not my position. So, you know, you got to do everything to make sure you get it back. And, you know, to me, playing the game 100% is the only way to play.
Coach Philman has talked about preventing explosive plays on defense. What have you guys worked on this week to get better at that?
Already we've started on today. I mean, if you look at this offense, I mean, those guys, they run the ball well. Obviously in the backfield, they got guys who can, you know, grab a bunch of yards in one chunk. Like I said, explosive plays, you know, they might have one play here, play there, maybe doesn't go, and then all of a sudden, bang, they rally off 30 yards just like that. And that kills your defense. You know, you can't just play six plays and take one off because, you know, guys like that, they'll definitely make you pay for it. So another week in NFL, that's kind of how it is. You got to make sure you play all every play, every down, 60 minutes, or, you know, it can hurt your team.
So just to clarify, Richie's fast twitch muscles might be more suited for the buffet.
You said that, Nami. Where's Richie at? We need to get him over here.
No, man.
No, yeah, I think he's his style of play is probably a little more suited for what he does, and mine is suited
straight
for
ahead,
yeah, exactly.